From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says this past week's deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone has done before to prevent Iran from getting those nuclear weapons. In his weekly Saturday address, Mr. Obama said Iran cannot cheat on the deal because the verification process it sets up is comprehensive and intrusive. He said if Iran reneges on the agreement, which calls for Tehran to ship 98% of its nuclear material out of the country, the economic sanctions that have crippled the Iranian economy would snap back into place.
There's a reason this deal took so long to negotiate. Because we refused to accept a bad deal. We held out for a deal that met every one of our bottom lines, and we got it.
Earlier Saturday, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, made his own comments on the deal. He told the Iranian people at Eid al-Fitr prayers in Tehran that the nuclear agreement with the U.S. and its allies does not signal cooperation on other issues. Kenya's Westgate shopping mall in the capital, Nairobi, has reopened nearly 2 years after it became the scene of one of the country's worst terrorist attacks. The upscale mall opened Saturday with new security measures in place, including X-ray machines, explosives detectors, and guard towers. The reopening of the mall is drawing mixed reactions, including from this man.
It doesn't feel right. It should be a memorial something, memorial place.
Reports indicate only a small number of mall employees who were present for the attacks are returning to the mall to work. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say about 100 people were killed in a suicide car bombing in the country's eastern Diyala province in one of the deadliest attacks carried out by Islamic State militants since they overran large parts of Iraq. Medics say the blast Friday at a marketplace in the mainly Shiite town of Khanbani Saad also wounded more than 70 people. Many people had gathered in the marketplace to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The blast is reported to have destroyed several buildings, crushing some victims and leaving the streets filled with debris. Officials are still working to find victims trapped under the wreckage. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the blast in social forums and said the target was Shiite Muslims. Kurdish fighters and weapons experts say the Islamic State militant group has fired chemical weapons on Kurdish forces in Syria and Iraq. Two Britain-based organizations investigating the attacks have released a joint statement saying Islamic State militants targeted Iraqi Kurdish fighters with a chemical agent on June 21st or 22nd. A statement also described a similar attack on Kurdish positions in Syria's northeastern Hasakeh province on June 28th. The Chattanooga shooting suspect spent 7 months in Jordan last year, according to intelligence sources cited in U.S. media. Before the Jordan visit in 2014, Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz had reportedly visited the country four other times. Investigators are trying to determine if he made contact with any extremist groups while he was there. At a press conference in Chattanooga Friday, Federal Bureau of Investigation Special Agent in Charge Ed Reinhold said the FBI is exploring all the travel done by Abdulaziz.
Because the investigation is still in its early stages, it would be premature to speculate on exactly why the shooter did what he did. However, we are conducting a thorough investigation to determine whether this person acted alone.
Efforts to stem the flow of foreign fighters to Iraq and Syria may be starting to have impact, though there are concerns some would-be jihadists are now looking to join the battle elsewhere. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence said this past week an estimated 25,000 foreign fighters from more than 100 countries have traveled to take part in the conflict, including more than 4,500 from Western countries. The U.S. space agency NASA has released more photos of the surface of Pluto following the first spacecraft flyby. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.